You're listening to a message from Gateway Church Geelong. We hope it blesses you. For more information about Gateway, visit gc.org.au.
Good morning, everyone. So good to see you this morning, and everyone joining us online, it's so good to see you too. When I was in year 12, that great year that you do, or some people do, my parents' sister and I went on a holiday to Alice Springs and in the September holidays. And being the fact that it was good weather, we did a lot of swimming. And when we got back, I noticed that my ears were feeling a bit funny and they started to get a bit irritable and a bit itchy. But because I was just about to come into a time of doing my exams, I thought, oh, look, I'll wait to go to the doctor later on. And I sort of told myself it was like that my ears were like the flu, that it would just go away. And plus, I just really didn't have the time. But before I knew it, in the end, I had to make time because I woke up one morning with the side of my face completely swollen and my ears were out of control. So I went to the doctor where she informed me that I had a tropical ear infection and then proceeded to tell me off. She told me off, can you believe it, for not coming sooner, which is probably a good thing. So I got my medicine and was sent on my way. But you know, I didn't need to stay in the pain if I had just gone to the doctor sooner and realised that there was actually something more wrong than what I was thinking at the time. You know, I can be inspired to hear or see something, maybe on the TV, like someone doing a great workout and seeing the results and think, you know what, I need to go to the gym, but do I actually get there? And I can hear a great sermon and be inspired. But does that mean that during the week I put in practices into my life that changes my daily routine? You know, this year, I don't want to be just inspired as much as that's a good thing. I also want to be committed to grow and go. And you know what? There is a difference. When we hear a great sermon that inspires us, which is what I want to be, I want to be inspired, and I know you want to be inspired. But what is the next step for you and I to move into being committed to grow and go? And I believe it is. It's being committed, which means to be devoted to something, to perform, to pledge, and to outwork it. This year, I want us together to be inspired, but more than that, I want us to be committed. Committed to action and committed to grow and go. Walking out His truth, that He will make a road in our wilderness, that He will give us streams in our desert, that we are not alone. He is our supply and source. Not to stay in the pain, hoping it will go away like me. Not putting something off and using excuses as to why we can't. Not to stay in the same place, doing the same thing, hoping for a different result. To walk through a difficult situation and come through it stronger because of the God that we serve. To walk through a time of wilderness and come through it being confident and assured of walking in His plan for our lives. To walk through uncertainty and come through knowing that God loves us unconditionally and is with us wherever we go. You know, recently we've heard some great sermons by Pastor Naomi on Jacob. And this morning I want to look at his son Joseph and his life and what he went through. You know, when Joseph was 17 years old, his dad made him a coat of many colours because he loved Joseph more than all his brothers and other children. And in Genesis 37:3, it says this: Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children because he was the son of his old age. Also, he made him a tunic of many colours. Because of this, his older brothers hated him. Then Joseph had two dreams, which he shared with his brothers. This made them hate him and resent him all the more, because these dreams indicated that his older brothers would bow down to him, something that all siblings want to hear. Yay, I'm going to bow down to my younger brother. That's just what I've got planned for my life. So how did the brothers respond to this? Instead of saying, look, he's our younger brother, let's give him slack. Surely we can remember what we were like when we were teenagers. Because of Jacob's love for Joseph, they had seen how he had interacted with him over the years. So this had been brewing in their hearts for a long time, and they just couldn't let it go. Instead, they held on to their hatred and talked amongst themselves of getting rid of him. They certainly didn't allow this situation to help them grow and go in a positive way. But how would you and I respond to this? How would we feel if we were in that same predicament of knowing that maybe a father or a mother loved a sibling more than us? It would be a hard thing to go through. And what started out as a thought became a reality. You know, relationships can be difficult at the best of times, let alone adding into the mix the complicated backstory of their dad and his wives, Leah and Rachel. And now these brothers had seen it play out before them without being able to really change it, potentially trying hard to win their dad's approval, but always knowing he loved Joseph the most. That leaves a mark, and it left a mark with them. One day Jacob says to Joseph, "Can you go out to Shechem? Your brothers are out there. They're looking after the sheep. Can you come back with word to me on how they are, how the sheep are going, and the situation in general?" So Joseph sets off. And when his brothers see him in the distance coming towards them, this is when they begin to plot to get rid of him. And in Genesis 37, 19 to 20, it says this. "Then they said to one another, 'Look, the dreamer is coming.'" They said that with such positivity. Can you hear it in their voices? "Come, therefore, let us now kill him and cast him into some pit, and we shall say some wild beast has devoured him. We shall see what will become of his dreams." Reuben interjects and says, "Throw him into a pit, but don't kill him." And verses 23 to 24 says this. "So it came to pass, when Joseph had come to his brothers, that they stripped Joseph of his tunic, the tunic of many colours that was on him. Then they took him and cast him into a pit. And the pit was empty. There was no water in it. Joseph was thrown into a pit by his brothers and stripped of his coat that identified who he was, that he was Jacob's favourite son. And that was stripped from him. Man's favour was stripped from him." Can you imagine the hurt and the rejection he would have felt? Here he is as a 17-year-old feeling all alone, not knowing whether he's going to live or die and what's going to happen to him. And even though he didn't know it at the time, even though he didn't know what he was about to go through, what he was about to endure, he was now going to experience and know God's favour on his life, and God was going to cloak him with that favor around him. This was no longer going to be man-made. This was now supernatural, a supernatural cloaking of the favor of God on his life. What he was going to go through, he couldn't do on his own. A man-made coat can only get you so far. A man-made solution can only get you so far. A man-made influence can only get you so far. A man-made door being open can only get you so far. But let me encourage you this morning, when the supernatural favor of God comes and cloaks you, it changes things. It changes things. Suddenly, all things are possible. Suddenly, all bets are off. Suddenly, God can move where there seemed to be no way that a door could open in your life. A man-made coat can't change the hearts of men, but a supernatural coat of favor can. This morning, if you are needing favor in your workplace, if you're needing favor where you are in a situation right now, let me encourage you that favor that comes from God, that supernatural favor, it can change things. Because with God, all things are possible. He can create influence where you can't. Because he is your God and he loves and cares for you. Supernatural favor increases the territory that you're operating in. Supernatural favor increases the area that you're working in or where you live or wherever it may be. Supernatural favor this morning makes room for you. Makes room for your giftings. Makes room for what God has on your life. Never, ever underestimate the supernatural favor that God has on your life and on my life as this year we are committed to grow and go in the name of Jesus. Because you know what? It's no longer I that liveth, but it's Christ. It is Christ that lives in me. It is Christ that lives in you. It is Christ that lives in you. And his resurrection power is now in our hearts and our lives to do supernatural things that we could never ever think or believe could be possible. But with him, it is possible. If you feel like your dreams have gone or been taken away from you, this is your time to know without a shadow of a doubt and experience the supernatural power of God restoring life and life back into your dreams by his supernatural power and favor that is already on your life. And he wants you to walk in it. He wants you to experience it. He wants to see your influence expanded for his glory because it's on your life already. Let your dreams come alive again this year as we are being committed to grow and go. You know, Psalm 5:12 was now going to be Joseph's reality. For you, O Lord, will bless the righteous, that's you and I this morning, and your favor will surround him as with a shield. That's your truth this morning. That's what you walk in this morning, that his favor and blessing is with you, and it's your protection, it is your shield, it is your hope, and it is your help this morning. And even though he was going to endure separation from his family, hardships and pain, I'm sure we can say the same thing. God's supernatural favor was going to be his shield, was going to be his protection, was going to be his strength, and was going to be his help. You know, today some of you may feel like that, stripped of what identifies you. You may be struggling with knowing who you are, your identity, where you fit in maybe with your family, your friends, or maybe even your workplace or university. Maybe you feel stuck and you're just not really sure what to do next. Let me encourage you. God is with you. He loves and cares for you, and his blessings are on your life and his favor is with you. Ephesians 1:3 says, all praise to God, and we just give you honor, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms because we are united with Christ. That's his promise to you this morning. In Ephesians 1:8, he has showered his kindness on us along with all wisdom and understanding. Even if the water is cold when you get into that shower, it does not stop his wisdom and his understanding being showered on you. It is continuous this morning. It's not just a one-time thing. He is constantly showering his wisdom and his understanding into your life so you can work out and walk this life that he has given you. Psalm 3:8 says, salvation belongs to the Lord. Your blessing is upon your people. Does everyone understand and know that God's blessing and favor is upon you this morning? But you know what? I don't want you just to stay that way. If you've been feeling these things, I want you to be inspired, but more than that, I want you to be committed, committed to action and committed to grow and go. I want the revelation of God's word and truth to propel you and me to action this morning. You and I are doing something to grow and go. I want to encourage you this week that if you have been feeling that way, that maybe you feel like, where are my dreams, Lord? Where have they gone? Or being stripped of your identity, to read Psalm 5 verse 12 from the New King James Version every day. And I know that his truth will become revelation to you. Ask Holy Spirit to ask you to action what I know that he will speak to you about, and to continue to, as you continue to read this scripture. I am righteous. So, Lord God, I know your blessings are on my life, like your mercy, your goodness, your kindness, your strength, and your wisdom. I know your favor is with me. And not only that, is my shield and my protection and my hope. I know there will be challenges and difficulties, amen. But I know your favor and your grace are with me to help me through. Your favor and grace gives me the ability to do something which I can't do on my own. Man-made can only get me so far, but Lord God, your favor and blessing can do so much more. Where what seems impossible is not impossible with you, excuse me. You know, the time in the pit was not forever, and in the right time, Joseph was taken out of the pit and sold, and he was now a slave in Potiphar's house. The favor from his dad could only get him so far, But God's favor on his life meant that the people Joseph came into contact with would also show him favor. They just couldn't help it because it was supernatural and it was only what God could do. In Genesis 39, 2 to 4, it says this: "The Lord was with Joseph, and he was a successful man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all he did to prosper in his hand. So Joseph found favor in his sight and served him. Then he made him overseer of his house and all that he had put under his authority. So it was from that time that he had made him overseer of his house and all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was on all that he had in the house and in his field. That is incredible. That's something that we can't do on our own. That is something that God does on our behalf. And now he was an overseer over everything in Potiphar's house. Even though he wouldn't have expected this for his life, he is learning to oversee. He is learning to lead and lead well. And he is learning to walk in God's favor that is on his life. This is now a training ground. Our wilderness experiences and our circumstances are a training ground for where God is leading and taking us. We may not like it, we may not enjoy it, but Lord, let us learn what you are wanting to teach us during this time. Holy Spirit, what is it that you're wanting to show us? What is it that you're wanting us to move into? What is it that you're wanting us to experience? What is it that you're wanting us to learn during this time? Because I want to learn it so that I can keep moving forward in all that you have for me. Things that we have to learn on our journey. So what is our response going to be? What is your response going to be? The Holy Spirit, what is it that we need to learn so we can move and grow in all that you have for us? I know you've heard many a time when I had a few years ago a time of struggle and definitely being in that wilderness experience, the thing that I had to really see and have a revelation and understanding of was God's goodness. And I know you've heard this before, but it's because it's true. And I had to just say, God, I declare that you are good in this circumstance, in this trial, in this tribulation, in this wilderness. I know that you are making a way. And you know what? It is your goodness that is making a way for me. So I hold fast to it. I declare it. I speak it over my life. And as you know, I came through that time, but I will always, always, always declare God's goodness because I know he is a good God and I've seen it in my life and I've seen it in your life. So praise be to him for his blessing and favor on our life. But then something happens. Potiphar's wife tries to entice him, and not just once, but day by day. But he wouldn't go there, thank goodness. We need to be aware of what entices us, what tries to lead us away from the path that God has us on. And what is our response? Do we react and move away, or do we react and move towards? We need to grow in being aware of our responses when we know things are trying to trip us up. If you identify a pattern, it may be the time to start a conversation and go talk to someone. Please don't let shame keep you in a pit and rob you of your confidence, because that's not what God has for you. And you don't need to feel shame. You can just go talk to God, talk to someone about it. He loves you and he will forgive you because his grace is upon your life and his grace is more sufficient for you. Because of this, Joseph finds himself in prison. Potiphar became angry and so he sent Joseph to prison. So now Joseph was wrongfully accused of something and now he finds himself in prison. He's first separated from his family, now he's imprisoned for something he didn't do. You know, how did Joseph deal with this disappointment and heartache and the shame that he would have been feeling? He knew God's favor was with him and continued to declare that over his life. He trusted God. He was committed to God. He was fully committed to God. He would remember the dreams that God had given him and would speak them over his life. It wasn't easy. He still had to deal with his emotions and the questions that he would have had. But he wasn't going to allow the pit or the prison to define who he was. Let God and his supernatural power define who you are. not the circumstances, not the natural, not other people, and not the enemy. Let God define who you are in Him. You are a new creation. You are bold. You are courageous. You are more than a conqueror this morning because of Christ in you. And you know what? Remember, the supernatural favor of God is not controlled by the natural. He had heard about his dad, Jacob, wrestling with the angel and not letting go until he was blessed. And this same tenacity was with Joseph. I am totally committed to you, Lord God, and I'm not letting you go until I'm out of my pit, until I'm out of my prison. And even then, I will still not let you go. We need to keep wrestling, as we've heard previously by Pastor Naomi. We need to keep wrestling. Lord God, I'm not going to let you go until this situation changes. I'm not going to let you go until I walk in my breakthrough. I'm not going to let you go until I walk in my miracle. I'm not going to let you go until I walk in my healing this morning. Lord God, we are holding fast to you. We are holding firm to who you are in our hearts and lives. We are holding on to the favor and blessing that you have for us. Lord God, knowing only you can do what you can do, we trust you this morning and we hold fast and wrestle with you. And in Genesis 39, 20 to 23, it says this: when Joseph's master took him and put him into the prison, a place where the king's prisoners were confined, and he was there in the prison. But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy, and he gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. And the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners who were in the prison. Whatever they did there, it was his doing. The keeper of the prison did not look into anything that was under Joseph's authority, because the Lord was with him, and whatever he did, the Lord made it prosper. He was in prison, but God was still with him. This is amazing. God still blessed him. God's favor was on him. He was put in charge once again. You may feel like you are in a prison of his circumstance, maybe a prison of anxiety, maybe a prison of hopelessness, maybe a prison of a decision that's been out of your control. But know this, God's mercy is with you. God is with you. He will never leave you or forsake you. Keep wrestling. I will not let you go, Lord. I need this breakthrough too much. Wrestling will change your name. It'll change your story. It'll change your circumstance. It'll change your influence. It'll change the territory that you are walking in. Lord God, we are not letting go until you bless us and make a way that only you can do in this situation. This moment in my life is not going to define me. This confinement is not going to stop me. Remember this morning, the supernatural favor of God is not controlled by human confinement. God has you. He has your back. He has you in the palm of his hand. No matter what you might be experiencing, no matter what you may be going through, understand this: God's supernatural favor is upon you this morning. His blessings are for you this morning, and you are protected. You are protected. His blessing, his authority, his might, his supernatural ability and power is on you this morning, and you are in the palm of his hand. Circumstances may rattle you for a time, but he has got you. He has got you, and you will make it through to the other side. And just as a demonstration, I am now taking off my coat. It's not a coat of many colors. It's only black. Thank you. 2 Corinthians 12:9. But he said to me, my grace, my favor, and loving kindness and mercy is enough for you, sufficient against any danger, and enables you to bear the trouble manfully. We can do it this morning. For my strength and power are made perfect, fulfilled and completed, and show themselves most effective in your weakness. Therefore, I will all the more gladly glory in my weaknesses and infirmities, that the strength and power of Christ the Messiah may rest. Yes, may pitch a tent over and dwell upon me. Power and strength resides over you and in you this morning. And if you've been struggling in any way, here is another great scripture for you to read throughout the week. If you need it again, it's 2 Corinthians 12:9 from the Amplified. Be assured that he pitches his tent of power and might and protection over you. And not only that, it is in you as you walk out this journey that God has for you. Then while in prison, the king's chief baker and chief butler find themselves in there for offending the king. They both have dreams that Joseph is able to interpret for them. And even though he was in prison, not where he wanted to be, he was still operating in the gifts that God had on his life. Another part of his training. We may be in a place we don't want to be, but God can still use us powerfully and mightily. Remember, his favor and grace is with us. Gives us the ability to do things we can't do ourselves. Then after a couple of years, the chief butler, who was restored to his position with the king, finally remembers Joseph. And what triggers this is that Pharaoh has some dreams of his own, and Joseph is brought to Pharaoh and with God's guidance interprets the dreams. And this is the outcome in Genesis 41, 37 to 41. So the advice was good in the eyes of Pharaoh and in the eyes of all his servants. And Pharaoh said to his servants, "Can we find such a one as this, a man in whom is the Spirit of God?" Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, "Inasmuch as God has shown you all this, there is no one as discerning and wise as you. You shall be over my house, and all my people shall be ruled according to your word. Only in regard to the throne will I be greater than you." And Pharaoh said to Joseph, "See, I have set you over all the land of Egypt." And this is what we want for people to recognize, even in our difficult times, our struggles, as we keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, that they will say, there is something different about that person. There is a person that the Spirit of God resides. Can you imagine that coming out of some of your friends' mouths who maybe don't know God or don't go to church? I could imagine walking into my workplace next week and someone saying, "Oh, gee, there's something different about Rachel. You got a spirit thing happening there with you." Like, that's what can happen. We can change the lives of people around us because of the Spirit of God that is within our hearts and our lives and outworking in us. This year, let's choose to grow and go as we see the hand of God on our lives. We will see his favor and we will testify of his favor. We will see his mercy and we'll testify of his mercy. We will see his grace and testify that his grace is sufficient for us. We will see his faithfulness and we will testify of his faithfulness. We will see that his Spirit is upon us to set the captives free, to heal the brokenhearted, to preach the good news. We will wrestle and we will testify of his supernatural blessings happening in our hearts and our lives. This year we are going to pave the way. This year we are going to pave the way. This year we are going to pave the way. You know how I can say that with confidence and assurance? Because it's the God that we serve this morning, and his supernatural favor has been coating us and has been cloaking us, in the name of Jesus, because it's already on you. And we are paving the way this year to see great things happen as we grow and go in the name of Jesus. Joseph got back more than he would have ever imagined. He got a garment of fine linen from the king, signifying his new position and role. And as the band come up to due to the famine, his brothers go to Egypt to buy grain, and eventually his whole family, Jacob, his dad and his brothers, come to live in Egypt. He's reunited with his family, and that restoration to that heartache that he'd felt and loss he felt was now finally at a point. So in Genesis 50, 15 to 19, we read this. So his dad's just passed away. So when Joseph's brothers saw that their father was dead, they said, "Perhaps Joseph will hate us." He may have already been doing that. "And may actually repay us for all the evil which we did to him." So they sent messengers to Joseph saying, "Before your father died, he commanded saying, 'Thus you shall say to Joseph, I beg you, please forgive the trespass of your brothers and their sin, for they did evil to you. Now, please forgive the trespasses of the servants of the God of your father.' And Joseph wept when they spoke to him. Then his brothers also went and fell down before his face, and they said, 'Behold, we are your servants.' Joseph said to him, 'Do not be afraid, for am I in the place of God? But as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, in order to bring about it as this day to save many people alive. Now therefore do not be afraid. I'll provide for you and your little ones. And he comforted them and spoke kindly to them. What amazing forgiveness. He had heard about how his dad had reconciled with his brother Esau and how there was forgiveness there. So how could he not do it? So he went beyond and he comforted them and he provided for them and their families. He was able to extend the favor that God had shown him to his brothers and their families. God's mercy and love and grace extended to them, not in his own strength and emotion, but because of God's ability and might and favor on his life. God has given us his favor and grace so that we can show others and tell others about it this morning. We can be a hope to the people around us as we show grace and mercy and the love of Christ because of what he's done in our hearts and our lives. What amazing forgiveness. What amazing restoration. And this morning, as we just stand in his presence, wherever you are at in your journey of grow and go, is there something God is speaking to you about specifically? This morning, is it to do with God's favor? Understanding that it's already been given to you. His blessing and his favor has already been given to you. But it's up to us to grow and go in walking in it and understanding and having that revelation. God's favor is not man-made. It's supernatural and it's for you. The supernatural ability to do what you can't do on your own. And remember, the supernatural favor of God is not controlled by the natural. This morning, is it something that you may have to do in understanding what God is teaching you? Maybe you are going, feeling like you are in a training ground at the moment. God, what is it that you're wanting me to learn? What is it that you're wanting me to grow in? Our wilderness experiences are training grounds where God is taking us. Letting God define who you are this morning. The pit or prison you may be experiencing doesn't define who you are. Let God define who you are, that you are a child of God and you are the apple of his eye. Remember, the supernatural favor of God is not controlled by human confinement. And I know we fight sometimes, but don't give up wrestling this morning. Don't give up fighting for the things that you're needing to see, the things that only God can do. Let me encourage you, keep fighting, keep wrestling. His plan is mighty, it is awesome, and it's for you in the name of Jesus. As this year we are committed to grow and go, we are going to action what God gives us. We're going to action the revelation that I know God has already placed in people's hearts and spirits this morning. So as you close your eyes, I just want to pray for you. Lord God, we just thank you that we've been able to come and hear your word. And Lord God, I just thank you for your revelation into people's hearts and into people's spirits this morning. And Lord God, I just declare right now that you will come and just cloak them, Lord God, with your supernatural favor and blessing. Let them come into that revelation understanding that they are blessed, that you have blessed us with every spiritual blessing. And Lord God, that you do make a way in our wilderness and you do give us water in our deserts, that you are for us and not against us. Lord God, that things will not define us this year. Circumstances and the natural will not define us this year, but Heavenly Father, you and what you've got for our hearts and lives will define us this year. And we give you all glory, we give you all honor, we give you all praise in the name of Jesus. Amen. Bless you this morning.